In today's discussion, we delve into the complexities of aircraft leasing within India's aviation sector, a critical but challenging aspect of airline operations. In India, financial constraints lead airlines to lease aircraft rather than buy them. This practice keeps the ownership with the lessor and allows the lessee, usually an airline, to operate the aircraft. However, recent legal and operational challenges have arisen, particularly when airlines fail to meet lease obligations. The primary issue emerges in the judicial handling of these leases. Courts often treat aircraft leases like regular property leases, overlooking the distinct nature of aircraft as assets. This results in significant legal and financial complications, especially when an aircraft is grounded or seized during disputes. The slow pace of court proceedings in India exacerbates these issues, leading to aircraft deterioration and increased maintenance and parking costs. This situation heightens the economic burden on airlines, leading to higher costs for passengers, and deters new airlines from entering the market. Other countries have implemented more practical laws allowing lessors to quickly repossess aircraft upon lease termination or maintain them, thus avoiding devaluation and reducing airport congestion. India's approach to aircraft leasing needs a re-evaluation. The issuance of clear guidelines by the Director General of Civil Aviation, particularly in light of the Go Airlines case and the recent notification by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, could bring much-needed clarity and expedite legal proceedings in lease disputes. A nuanced understanding of aircraft leasing's unique dynamics is essential. Aligning India's legal framework with global best practices will ensure a more efficient, economically viable, and legally sound leasing environment, benefiting airlines, passengers, and paving the way for new entrants in India's aviation sector.